So I started off with, I think, the call of Gideon. And Gideon's need for assurance is the name of this one. It's really taken from the last verses of chapter 6. And all throughout chapter 6, it shows how weak and inadequate Gideon felt about himself. He felt weak and inadequate, and these last verses that we're going to be looking at, they sum up the tendency that he had to be faint-hearted and fearful. Even though God called him a mighty man of valor, you know. So that was God's vision for him, being a mighty warrior. Well, his story speaks to our own sense of inadequacy that we have sometimes, or our lack of confidence. And when doubts are added to his fear, then Gideon asks for more assurances. He wants more assurances that God will really keep his promises that he's given. So my theme in this message is this, and it's a little bit, I crafted this little phrase to help us remember this, but that's a little long. God's deference to our doubts only doubles our debt to trust him. God's deference to our doubts, in other words, his yielding to our doubts and working with them, it only doubles our debt to trust him. And God had already yielded to Gideon's desire for a sign, but this next intervention further increased Gideon's debt to trust God because the Holy Spirit came upon him. And we read that in verses 33 and 34. Now, all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples joined forces and crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, summoning all the I've been practicing on this pronunciation, Abiezrites, Abiezrites. The Abiezrites, those were his local people, to follow him. God wants us to be more than conquerors in Christ, you know. He wants us to be more than conquerors over our spiritual foes. And he wants us to have spiritual victory. And he gives us the help of the Holy Spirit for that reason. The Holy Spirit inspired Gideon to rally the local people, his own people, the Abiezrites. I'll get it eventually. Probably before this sermon series is over, I'll get the Abiezrites. I want to say Abby, but it's Abiezrites. And they were a more than enough people for this victory. We'll find out later that he didn't need that many people, because God was going to use Gideon especially in this whole thing. So he didn't need a lot of people. And I just want to say right now, when we read these stories about war in the Old Testament, these Old Testament war stories are sort of like, they illustrate the New Testament warfare. We have spiritual warfare in the New Testament, and it's sort of like a description of how we fight against our spiritual enemies. And we could just take a list of demons if we wanted to, or take a list of evil behaviors or vices and things like that. But life is a battlefield. It really is a battlefield. God's people are in conflict with the forces of darkness who want to destroy us. They want to destroy us. And the story of Gideon is really our story. And his doubts are often our doubts. Sometimes we have these doubts. So he acts on his doubts in the very next verse, number 35. He sent messengers throughout Manasseh, calling them to arms, and also to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they too went up to meet them. Gideon didn't need a larger army. He really didn't need a larger army, but his doubts made him feel that he needed four tribes worth of more soldiers, you know. So he's called these other tribes to come to his aid. So doubt or doubts, they sometimes lead us to false trusts, putting our trust in something besides God. But faith leads us to put our confidence in God. Psalm 20:27 says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And there's a phrase that we also need to remember from Zechariah. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. God doesn't punish us for our doubting. He doesn't punish us for our doubting, but his deference to our doubts increases our debt to trust him. You know, it's like God said, okay, you want this sign? There it is. Now, trust me. You want another sign? Okay, there it is. Now, trust me. You know, so Gideon was about to increase his debt because God was going to give him again, another time, his request for more signs. So doubtful Gideon, he needed more assurance. And in verse 36 and 37, Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, if you will save Israel by my hand, and he says, as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece in the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know. That you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. Now that thing, you know, Gideon's request has often been misapplied as a way of looking for guidance, laying a fleece before the Lord to see get some guidance from the Lord. Well, Gideon had already got his guidance. He'd already got his guidance. He didn't need any more guidance, you know. His petition of laying a fleece before the Lord was actually a sign of human doubt. It was, God had already spoken, so this was a sign of human doubt. And God yielded to it in verse 38. And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. God's deference to our doubts only doubles our debt to trust in him, to put our trust in him. And this first sign of the fleece being wrung out into a bowl of water, to make a bowl of water, that might be God's way of saying to Gideon, doubt makes you dry. But this sign should quench your thirst for more assurance. But it didn't. It didn't. Gideon further increased his debt to trust God in verse 39. Then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. Now, Gideon knew that he was pushing the envelope with God. He was pushing God. He was saying he knew he shouldn't be doing that. And that's why he says, God, don't get mad at me for asking this, but could you confirm it one more time? You know, and, you know, we might do something like that sometimes. I think I've done that before. You know, suppose we're reading the scriptures. We're in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:23-24. Here's what it says. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Go first and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Now, after we read something like that, all of a sudden, God might remind us of someone that we need to make peace with. He might remind us of that. And instead of going and making peace, we say, now, Lord, if you really want me to do that, let my finger fall on another passage in Scripture when I open the Bible, so that it will confirm what you just said. So we do that, and our finger falls down, and it's on Hosea 6:6. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings, rather than gifts, you know, at the altar, you know. Well, that's fairly good confirmation, I would say. But if we heard that from the Lord, a second confirmation, and then I said, oh, please, can you do that one more time? You know, I really want to know that it's you. So that would be just like Gideon. We would be doubling our debt to trust God, you know. And what did God do? He graciously and patiently did it. That night in verse 40, that night God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew. Instead of getting angry with the Midian, instead of getting angry with them, what did God do? He did exactly what Gideon, in his doubts, his distrustful doubts in a way, wanted. He conceded to Gideon's requests. Why does God put up with us when we doubt? You know, he always encourages us to have faith. We're told to encourage, and then sometimes we have these doubts. Why does God put up with us? Especially when we ask things like for confirmation and we ask it from the uncertainty of our hearts. Our hearts are uncertain. They're doubtful. Well, Jesus said, O ye of little faith. Remember that? Oh, he said that more than once, actually. Oh, ye of little faith. One time he got a little upset with them. When will I be free from you guys? You know, you're such little faith. Well, he also said this. He said that to his disciples, but to the same disciples he said this. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God's deference to our doubts, they double our duty, our debt to trust him. So we owe it to God. We owe it to God to feel that debt deep in our hearts. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. After he's given us his word, and sometimes, many times, after he's made his will known to us, we sometimes have human doubt. We seek confirmations, or we seek more assurances, reassurances. So what does he do? He answers our prayers. He sends us miracles. Sometimes, you know, we may be really down in our lives, and God sends a miracle sometimes, you know. So he does this for us. Why? Why does he do it? Because he won't let us stay in our weakness. He won't let us stay in our insecurity. He does not want us to leave us in our doubtfulness. He wants every one of us to be a mighty warrior. He's not going to stop dealing with us until we are, you know. And he wants us to be strong in spiritual warfare. He wants us to be victorious over the hosts of darkness. And we have to be faithful. We have to be mighty warriors, holding on strong to the name of the Lord, holding on strong to our trust in the God who is our refuge. So he sticks with us until we do pay our debt to trust in him, to trust in him, the faithful God who has always been trustworthy for us. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this word. And I pray, Father, that you'd just let it be a reminder to us as we look at Gideon's life that, yes, we do have failings like Gideon, and we sometimes feel weak. We sometimes feel inadequate, and sometimes we're doubtful. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen us, help us to be the mighty warriors that are ready to do battle with the hosts of darkness. And sometimes the hosts of darkness throw arrows, and if we don't have our shield of faith up, those arrows hit us and we start being depressed or we start doubting. I pray, Father God, that you'd help us to be the warriors that you want us to be, the mighty warriors. In Jesus' name, amen.